Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Fruit Days with Muff. On the show today, we have music from Megan Golden, Joe Smith, and Kaylee Shore. We'll also be talking about the multiple times Megan's been on the show, as well as the times I got to interview Joe and Kaylee, which still blows my mind at this point. Anyway, let's get this thing going. Since we didn't have a show last week due to Fruit Days with my 5-year anniversary, let's kick it back to 2 weeks ago and find out where we left off on the show. At number 3 2 weeks ago was Haley Payne with A Dear Heart. In the number 2 slot 2 weeks ago was Lindsay L with her a brand new song Champagne, and taking the top spot 2 weeks ago was a band that I literally I just spoke to on the show a couple of days ago, maybe April, with Blush, and that's where things stand going into this week. But before we get into today's countdown, we do have a little quote unquote breaking news concerns the artist in the 3 slot today. September 8th, Megan Golden's new single, I Miss Missing You, will be available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you want to buy music. And speaking of Megan Golden, the song at number 3 today, of course, I've known Megan for a long time. It feels like 10 years, but I know it's probably more than that. It's probably more like 2 or 3. But the song in the number 3 slot today, I've heard her do this song live multiple times, and I figured I'd spend it on the show. So coming in at number 3 is Megan Golden with Dangerous on Indie Country Radio.
You got a black tattoo across the veins of his wrist. I like the way I love you. Rolls off of his lips like smoke, rolling off the end of his mouth. Yeah.
And at number three, that was a dear friend of mine, a Megan Golden with Dangerous. Megan Golden is a Nashville singer-songwriter that is creating quite a buzz. Her insightful songwriting, beautiful voice, and electric performances keep audiences coming back for more. Megan started writing and performing in Nashville when she was 15 years old. At 16, she was playing a weekly set at the world-famous Nashville Palace. She has played at many of Nashville's most popular music venues, including the Bluebird Cafe, the Commodore, the Basement, and the Row, and has opened for Drake White. And Megan currently plays several nights a week around town. While her songwriting is decidedly country, her pop influences are interwoven throughout. She recently recorded her first EP at 4115 Studio in Nashville, featuring five original songs that showcase her strong writing ability. Megan is a music business major at Belmont University, and was recently voted the 2016 top artist at the annual WABA Awards. But as I said earlier, I've known Megan for at least 2, maybe 3 years, and she's one of the sweetest, one of the most talented people I know. Let me run down some of Megan's tour dates in August and September. Tonight in Smyrna, Tennessee, in about an hour and 20 minutes, I think, she'll be playing the 2017 Threat Fest. Monday, September 4th at 7 o'clock, she will be at Whiskey Rhythm in Nashville, Tennessee. Friday, September 22nd, she'll be also in Nashville at Douglas Corner. And that Monday date is 7 o'clock. Monday, September 4th time is 7 o'clock. Friday, September 22nd at 9 o'clock p.m. And Friday, September 29th at 6 p.m. she'll be at Italian Winery in Lexington, Kentucky. And I think all these times are central. I'm not completely sure on that, so don't quote me on that. But I'm really excited to hear Megan's brand new single that will be dropping September 8th, and you better believe that we'll play it right here on the show. Let me see exactly when September 8th is. Oh wow, okay. I will probably play it that day then, since it's on a Friday. But I'm moving on to the artist in the number two spot. This week we've got one of my personal favorite songs, and a song that has a really strong message to it. Which if any of you guys know me at all, you know I'm a sucker for songs with a good message. So with that being said, coming in this week at number two is Achilles Shore with Fat Like a Girl on Indie Country Radio. single Fat Like a Girl. Now, going back to the number three spot for a second before I discuss Kaylee Shore for a minute. We've had Megan Golden on the show at least three times from April 28th of 2015 to January 5th of 2016 to June 21st of 2016. And we'll also be welcoming her back in a little under a month to September 19th to be exact on that. So I'm really excited and looking forward to talking with Megan again because I haven't physically talked to Megan since that June interview of last year. So that should be awesome. But for Kaylee Shore, hard work and music have always gone hand in hand. Even when envisioning her own success, she never even bothered to dream it would happen overnight. Quote, I remember I was having lunch with my future manager when I first got to town, says Kaylee. And he was like, Patty said Fat Finger Courier. So I kind of nodded and said, so, here's my 10-year plan. His eyebrows kind of raised, and he was like, okay. In the days of get famous quick and I figure it out later, Achilles' steady rise has elements that harking back to another era. Growing up in Maine, the youngest of six children raised by a single parent, falling in love with music, watching your mother sing church hymns and national anthems, winning over a rowdy Portland crowd as a country-inspired teenager, opening up for pop punk music bands. Yet there are also moments that can only have happened in the digital age of here and now. And you had to do something to get beyond Portland, she says. So I posted a video on YouTube of me covering Rebecca Black's Friday. And it quickly got a few thousand views. So, and then one day I get this email and they said, hey, I work with Brett Hilton. You know, Brett King? And I was like, what a sketchy email. And so I showed it to Mom and said someone's pretending to be a Perez Hilton. They're going to kidnap me. She was like, I don't know, Kaylee. I feel like it might be a Perez Hilton. It was Perez, and he was a fan. After a glimpse of the opportunities beyond Portland, Kaylee knew it was time to make the move. And once her heart was set on Nashville, she did what she does best. I made a plan and put it into work. Akilah took extra classes to graduate high school early. I juggled two jobs to save up money for the move, and even moved to a small in-law apartment down the street from her mother, just so she could get used to paying her own bills. Let me see. It was during a Song Suffragette set that an intern for a SiriusXM first heard her performance of Fight Like a Girl, a song written with fellow performers Haley Steele and Lena Stone. One pitch meeting later, Achilles' first radio single was added to the Highways Weekend Show on the Horizon as a YouTube Country Spotlight. A few weeks after that, it was chosen as a highway find, starting Kaylee down the same breakout path of signed artists like Sam Hunt, Cole Swindell, Claire Dunn, and Florida Georgia Line. When they told me about becoming a highway find, I just started crying, says Kaylee. I would call it the a little song that could. For a song that would introduce me, I don't think that there could be a better choice. You know, I had Kaylee on the show. Let me find out exactly when that was. When I had Kaylee on the show. That was exactly that was October 18th of 2016, and folks, she could not have been sweeter. She is, you know, I've definitely been a fan of Kaylee for a long time, ever since I heard Fight Like a Girl, and from the second I picked up the line, when Kaylee first fell in, I was so nervous it wasn't even funny. And even doing this after 5 years, I still get nervous, believe it or not. But seriously, folks, Kaylee couldn't have been a more sweet, more down-to-earth, just an all-around great girl. So that was Kaylee Shore at number two with a Fight Like a Girl. Coming in at the a number one spot this week is another artist who I've had the privilege of having on the show. In 2014, Joe Smith. Back up and say this. In 2016, Joe Smith released an EP called Introducing Joe Smith. The EP was produced by Shane McAnally and Jesse Fraser. The lead single, Old School Groove, was also released as a SiriusXM Highway Find in early 2017, and has spent time on the SiriusXM Hot 30 Countdown. So, without further ado, coming in at number one is Joe Smith with Old School Groove on Indie Country Radio.
These days things just ain't what they used to be. Modern kind of love is really just a fantasy, but you're like a sweet nostalgia, a flashback ever since I found you.
I just totally It was just so great. We had Joe on the show maybe about 3 weeks ago, something like that. And folks, a sweeter person does not exist. I'm going to be honest, though. With Kaylee, I was incredibly nervous to be talking to Joe Smith, because this is somebody who's had a couple of major label record deals here, but anyway, Joe Smith is like I said, she's one of the sweetest and nicest people that you could probably ever hope to come in contact with. But let me give you guys a quick rundown of where you can see Joe playing soon. And while Joe was on the show with us about 3 weeks ago, she gave us a bit of at that point, a breaking news that she was going to be touring the New Jersey area in September. So here we go. Saturday, September 2nd, she'll be at the Estate Gold Cafe and Lounge in Belmar, New Jersey. That next week, September 9th, she'll be at Rigby's Entertainment Complex in Warner Robins, Georgia. And that next day she'll be at a Saturday Night Soul down in Nashville. And September 16th she'll be at a Riverfest in Decatur, Alabama. So if you guys are anywhere near any of the shows I just mentioned, please go. And while you're there, you know, I always make it a point to every show I'm at, pretty much every show I'm at, I go up to the artist and talk to him for a little while. It's, you know, I feel like it's sort of my a quote unquote job as host of this thing to kind of get to know these people, but yeah. There you have it, folks. That is this week's Indie Country Radio. But before we leave, I wanted to make mention that we've got two interviews coming up next week. Monday at 5:30 Central, we have a country duo, Leanne Weiss and Derek Allen, also known as October Rose, joining us. And that next day we've got somebody that I met briefly during CMA Fest, the super talented Miss Lauren Brooke, joining us. That's Tuesday the 29th at 4:30 Central. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Days of the Month. Thank you and goodbye.